Wow.
It's a very quiet action.
Yeah, well,
I thought we were waiting for Joey to do the intro again, and then he
I
didn't say
know.
anything. I was like, am
Like
I doing the intro?
the No, I can do it. It's all right. Hi everybody. Welcome to our very first episode of our new podcast titled Split Screen. We're really excited to be doing this, and I guess we'll introduce ourselves. So I'm Joey, and I have here with me Lane. Say hi.
Howdy.
And Ezra.
Hello.
So basically, this is just a group of pretty good buds talking about who knows what, games, music, you name it. We're just here to have a good time, have a laugh, and hopefully you enjoy it as well. This being our first episode, I'd like to start off with a few, not ground rules, but kind of, I don't know, random bits for structure,
Expectations
I
kind of
guess.
deal.
Yeah, expectation. Yeah, I guess. So what we want to do every episode is first we'll start off with what we like to call a howdy, just us talking, catching up, seeing what we're up to, and then we'll move on to our central topic of each episode. What that is, that you'll just have to watch and find out, or we'll hint at it in the title, whatever that may be. So howdy time. Howdy,
Howdy
gents.
time.
Howdy time.
I like howdy
So,
time.
howdy time is the bestest time. All
Truly is the
right.
best this time.
How you guys doing? How's life?
I'm
How's
doing
school?
good. Over
Good.
here in
Yeah.
good old Indiana.
Jimmy
Yeah.
Stewart land.
Yes, sir.
Lane comes from a NASCAR place where they grow NASCARs. It's what they do there.
I don't think this
Yes.
is right.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
that's just wrong.
Oh,
Yeah, that's
who's to say?
Indianapolis. He's from
No,
Indiana.
Lane comes from the Pennsylvanian version of England.
This is true. I come from Liverpool.
You do.
I do.
Named after the Liverpool in England.
Who would have
There's a
guessed? I saw the sun.
place in Liverpool called Nipple. So whenever I drive by, I always go Liverpool my nipple, and I just think that's funny.
Thank you,
God.
Ezra.
Pennsylvania has such weird town names. Like you'll go from like everything that ends with a berg, and then you'll have pillow, dice,
Yeah.
Mexico, Middlesex,
Look.
Bethlehem. It's like we're going from Latin America to the Middle East to
Like
I
how
don't
you
even know
think
where.
like Bethlehem's weirder than Middlesex. I feel like that's definitely like one of the weirdest town names. It's like, where are you? It's like, oh, Middlesex. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'll call later.
There's a diner. I forget what highway it is, but there's a diner that's just plastered big letters, Middlesex Diner.
They should
Yeah,
come up with
I
a
can
better
see
name
some
for it.
problems with that.
I mean, it's the
They
name of
should
a town.
just call it the
Yeah.
Freeburg Diner in the middle of Middlesex, just so you don't have to put Middlesex on the front of your diner.
That makes sense.
Yes.
No. Oh,
All right.
Ezra, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
You're all
Finals
right.
are coming up, so a little worried about that. But I tested out on my one final, so that's good. But besides that, nervous out of my mind, as anyone would be. So this is a nice little thing to do to not kill myself.
How do you test out of a final?
My professor basically was like, "Hey, I'm gonna give you guys a test, and if you get an A at the end of the class, you don't have to take the final." And I was like one of the three people who had an A at the end of the class. So I was like, "Poggers."
What class?
Nice.
It was just like it was some math class, not a high up math class. It's like a prerequisite one. It's like
Oh, that's
algebra.
cool.
Yeah, it's basic algebra pretty much. Like if you got through sixth grade, you did that class. I have to take it again.
I think I got through sixth grade.
I didn't, man. It was
If
tough.
memory serves correct. You didn't? No.
Yeah, no, it was tough.
Retook it like five times? No.
Bro, I was like
When are your
26 at the end
finals?
of sixth grade. This is like my review week. I know I have a final. Hold on. I don't know the exact date. Tuesday of the week after next week, I know I have one. And then I think I have another one on the 5th of May. Yeah, so I have one on the 4th and I have one on the 5th. Yeah, I have them back to back, so that's not fun. How about you guys?
What about you, Lane?
Well, yeah. We were asking the same question. What about you, Lane?
What, like, my final schedule? I don't really know mine quite yet. Because my finals are first week in May. But I guess that's next week. But, you know, from what I do know, I've got some... I think I have one or two early in the week. The ideal for me is I want to get, if I can get my finals done at the beginning of the week, so I can, you know, move out of Indiana, because when the weekend hits, everyone's going to be moving out. So I want to try and, because the good thing is, a lot of my finals are, because they're like virtual, so like I kind of have like a sort of a longer time frame, like a couple days to do them. So, like, and normally they open, I think some of them open, like, the beginning of the week, and I have to the end of the week to take them. So, like, ideally, if I can just, like, take them, like, Monday or Tuesday with, like, breaks in between, so I'm not too fried, you know, after doing finals, if I can get them out of the way and be able to move out by later in the week, that would be ideal. But, you know, not too many finals. I mean, anthropology, my math class, but other than that, nothing too crazy. So, yeah.
Nice. I have mine, what is it, this Tuesday and Wednesday? As of recording this, I have finals next week.
Oh, that sucks, mate.
But, it's all right.
Well, I guess you're done a week earlier.
Yeah, exactly. I'm done, and then I can just work. And
where do you work again?
The ice cream shop. Howell's Ice Cream King.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to take me there, but you didn't. And now I have an audience as proof. So thank you for falling into that trap.
No, here's the thing. They closed. Aaron held us hostage. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, that is true. We weren't allowed to leave.
No.
I like to think Ezra's dynamic in this is going to be gaslighting the audience into thinking a certain way.
Whoa.
Gaslighting the audience or gaslighting me?
Yes, to both.
I hate that.
I am the mighty gaslighter.
Yes.
Well, now anyone's going to hear anything I say and just be like, oh, he's lying, but I'll be telling the truth. Yeah. So now Lane has effectively gaslighted the gaslighter.
Oh, God. This power I've discovered.
I can't tell who's holding the torch.
Yeah, we're reaching gaslighting levels that shouldn't be possible.
Oh no. This is all getting a bit too reminiscent of AP English.
Yes, it is.
If you know, you know.
True.
That's the thing. I don't think anyone besides us three will know. Except maybe
that's
Jacob.
That's fine. Do you think he'll listen to this?
No.
Oh, I Jacob like, Razu, if you're listening, Anna Gephardt, if you're listening, you guys are great. Mwah, smooches.
Yeah, hello.
Love you guys.
Hello, anyone that we know that happens to be watching.
Yes, hi.
Or, I guess, listening.
Todd from Home Depot. You sexy beast, you.
Where are you going to a Home Depot?
Yeah, that's the question.
Ezra goes out of his way to visit Todd at the Home Depot.
Bro, I don't even... I go to every Home Depot, and every time I see a Todd, I make him my best friend.
I don't know where the closest Home Depot is.
Bro, I know there's one I pass when I go to... shut up, Lane. When I go to Delaware, there's, like, one, and, like, you gotta get off the highway to get to it. But that's, like, the only Home Depot I've ever seen up here. We have a Lowe's, but there's no Todd at Lowe's.
There's no Todd at Lowe's, and Lowe's overprices stuff. It's bad. Very bad.
Yeah. You gotta pay $6 for, like, a nail.
It's just not fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're in Lowe's, you're not having fun most of the time anyway, so.
This is true.
Unless you're pushing around the flat carts. And then you
yes, then you're
fun.
Having a blast. You have achieved peak humanity.
You're mowing down children with timber in the cart, and you're having a blast.
You become the ankle slayer incarnate, and then you've peaked.
No.
Yes.
I think it's about time we move.
Yeah, we got a little off topic
for today. That's what howdying's for, though. So, yeah. Ezra, what's our topic for today?
our topic for today is childhood games or video games we played when we were kids or wanted to play when we were kids. Basically, the basis of our personality. Because we are, in fact, gamers, but we're the good kind.
This is true. We are, as they call them, good gamers.
Yeah, we're the good gamers. Yeah, we're GGs. Know. We're the good gamers.
That sounds like oddly specific terminology that a not good gamer would use to describe themselves.
Hey, we're not talking about me, we're talking about you and your favorite childhood game, so go
ahead. Whoa, you're included in this, I don't want to hear it. This Joey but not slander, now. I don't accept it. I don't even think I said my name at the beginning of the podcast, no, I was just like, I'm here with Lane. I did?
I think you did.
Yeah, you did. We'll find out.
I don't remember.
If not, now they know.
Hi, if you don't know me,
edit it in,
Joey.
Just say, hi, I'm Joey, and then cut into the intro, and we'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay, we keep getting off topic.
Yeah, we keep getting off. Let's get back onto it. So, childhood games. Yeah.
Who wants to start?
Elaine, you've been quiet. Yeah, I've been talking about Lowe's.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so childhood games, you know, for me, I didn't really, like, when I was growing up, I didn't really get, like, gaming systems very much. Like, I remember having a PS1. It was my dad's, but I don't really remember playing on it at all. Because I wasn't really allowed to touch it because it was his. But the first, like, game of my childhood that I, like, remember very well is New Super Mario Bros. On the DS. That was like, was the one I vividly remember. Because that was like probably the first one I actually really got into playing.
That's the one where they introduced the, like, the giant mushroom, right?
Yeah, the mega mushroom.
Oh, and my, like, gosh, that was the
best. Just, like,
that power-up was so much fun.
It was. It was great. And, like, that game, because at the time, like, obviously, like, I knew who Mario and Luigi were and all the characters and stuff, but, you know, it was just, like, just playing that game, it was really, really great. And looking back on it, you know, it follows the Mario formula. It's,
oh yeah, it had the penguin power up too, right? Or there was like some sort of like ice penguin thing, and you could slide on the ice levels. I remember really enjoying that. I could be wrong.
There was the DS version, and then there was also the Wii version, I believe.
I played the Wii version of that, so I don't know.
I ended up playing the Wii version.
There is two. I think they released at the same time because the Wii version had the helicopter hats. Or am I thinking of a different game?
Yes.
Yeah, the Wii version had the helicopter hats, and you could play as Toad, which was cool.
Yeah.
I think the Wii one was the one with the penguin. I remember the DS one had the turtle, the turtle power up, and that was
That's probably
incredibly
what I got
overpowered. Yeah. Yeah. That was so good. It had a multiplayer mode. And in the multiplayer mode, I always remember just, like, trying to farm for that turtle power-up, so I was practically invincible.
You know what game had a really fun multiplayer mode? The Super Mario 64 DS game, in the mode where it was four people, and y'all had to race for the stars. I remember playing that with some of my mates on the bus in Delaware. That was so much fun.
That's,
I was always Yoshi,
because
he was a little shit, but... I just won.
Yeah.
It was like our constant ritual on the school bus. Every day we'd have a group of people with DSs, and they all had... Well, no, they didn't all have the game, because only one person needed to have the game. And then you could, like, invite, what was it, three other people with the download play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was just
chaos. That was
chaos.
Before you guys for me, though, but still, I mean, it was really fun. I just, I remember.
You could pick up the hats, and anybody who trashes on the DS remake because it doesn't have an analog stick, you can play as Yoshi and be any of the three characters on a whim. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I was kind of really upset when Mario All-Stars came out and it wasn't the one that was on the DS. Maybe that's just because I grew up with the one on the DS. I'm like nostalgia blinded to it, but yeah.
I mean, I could talk
yeah.
for a while on the All-Stars.
Yeah, we could probably make a whole episode on the All-Stars.
That is a whole other episode.
Yeah, that is true.
That is a whole other episode, I promise you.
We're on childhood games, so Lane, why don't you try to throw in another one? And throw in another one so we don't stay here all night on Mario All-Stars.
So, you know, unfortunately, you asked me to throw in another one. It's going to also be Mario, but this time it's Mario Kart. The Mario Kart DS. I mean, I remember playing that game all the time. Me and my sister and my dad, we all had a DS, and we would, like, play it everywhere we went. Like, we would go to, like, family gatherings, and we'd just sort of sit in, like, another room and just play Mario Kart the whole time. And, like, that game I remember being really fun. You know? And it's Mario Kart. It's always going to be fun.
It is. And with the missions?
Yes.
You remember the missions?
Mario Kart, the OG Mario Kart DS. You could draw on your car. And
Yeah,
you guys remember. You could draw on your car, right? So I would always race my older sister, Kaylee, and I wrote Kaylee sucks to my car. And whenever I beat her, I forced her to watch the replay. And I always drove, like, the classic speedster, you know, the one that was on the cover of the car. I forget what it's called. Yeah. I know, I don't think it's called the classic speedster, but it's, like, the white long car. Yeah. So it fit and everything, and it just says Kaylee sucks real big on the front of my car every goddamn time. She'd be so mad. It was so funny. I got punched over Mario Kart. I got punched a lot over Mario Kart.
Can we agree that that game has the superior balloon battle mode?
I never really messed around with balloon battle on that game, sadly. I feel like I missed out.
It's so pretty good.
It is. We played it with Eric the one time, I think.
I think we did.
Lane and I did, at least. That was an interesting day. But, like,
I don't know.
Huh?
I said, I don't know. I was just thinking about the blue battle on the Wii, though, and has Funky Kong Stadium. And I just love that stage so much, just because it's pure, unfiltered chaos of balloon battle.
Yeah, the Wii had really good stages, but at the same time, you didn't have, like, a stockpile of balloons. And it wasn't, like, an elimination-style game, which I thought was weird. But that's where they, like, put in the timer. Whereas on the DS you had 5 balloons, and that
I will say I do remember playing on the DS, and my favorite map was the map that was on top of the DS. Do y'all remember that one?
I do.
And it was like DS floating in space, and it was like opened, and like you'd have people on the top of the DS throwing shit down at the people at the bottom of the DS. It was so much fun. I played with bots because I was a loser, but it was still a lot of fun.
I agree 100%. That is like the best for whatever reason. I think just because there weren't any environmental hazards and it was just like pure chaos.
Yeah,
it was just the battlefield, no obstacles, just blood.
Oh, and when you died you respawned as a ghost.
Yeah, and then you could try to
screw people
up.
Yeah, you could screw people up and drop item blocks for like other people on your team if you did like the team mode.
Yeah, it was fun. I definitely think that had the best mode. I didn't play around with it a lot, but it speaks volumes that I didn't play with it as nearly as long as I did the other Mario Kart Battle Balloon modes, but I remember that one much more fondly, so.
Yeah.
That should tell you everything you need to know.
True. But yeah, like those early Mario games, you know, Mario 64 DS, New Super Mario Bros., and Mario Kart, they were all really, really good. Like, even though 64 was obviously, you know, the N64 game just brought over, but it had new things. They innovated it, and that all three of those games are all ones for me I remember really, really fondly when I was a child.
Yeah, I think that goes for a lot of us. I think that's just like, they were all on the DS, and nobody, like, knew that Mario 64 was a game prior to it being on the DS.
Yeah, no, I remember like, in my childhood being like, why is it called 64? Is there 64 Mario games?
Yeah, I mean, you got three, like, first-party, really high-quality
Mario games on the DS that like everybody our age had when we were little. And I don't know. I think that's just symbolic of a generation.
Yeah, I mean, like,
raised on slightly upgraded N64 graphics.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it was. Because, like,
yeah,
it was, like, it was pretty common. Like, you could guess, like, if someone was even remotely interested in video games, like, odds are they had a DS. And it was absolutely always great. Because you would get people, like, I think Call of Duty was on the DS, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it was, like, ooh, Modern Warfare 2 or something, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But like,
oh, they had the first Black Ops.
Oh, did they?
It was the first Black Ops. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember what was on the DS for Call of Duty. I wasn't allowed to play a rated M game until I was like 15. No, I was 14. I was 14 good when I got Diablo 3.
But you know,
so like, any other games from your childhood that like you want to like bring up?
Honestly, like for me, from like early childhood up to like, I don't know, like early teen years, like Mario games were really what eclipsed everything. Like even when I got a Wii, I played like Mario Bros on the Wii, and I played the Mario Kart on the Wii, and I played Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. You know?
Oh, was it the Rio Olympics?
It was no, it was the Vancouver. It was Winter Olympics. I think the first one.
No, that's the one I had. I had Vancouver. Dude, yeah, do you remember like there's the hang glider mode, and then like when you beat enough hang glider missions, there was like the hang glider battle mode. Yes. That was a lot of fun. That was so much fun. Yeah, I don't know if you ever played that, Jelly. I still have that if you want to play it. It's very so good. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people like, I saw a lot of people play that when I was little, but I never really got into it for whatever reason.
Well, it's just Wii Sports probably Mario people.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically. Probably because I was too busy playing, like, Mario Super Sluggers. That game was awesome.
And
that is probably one of the biggest crimes that I've never
played. I've never played it either.
Super Sluggers?
Oh, no, about the Yellowsis. Yeah, I never played
it. Okay, you know what? No. Lane, you're going to get home from Indiana.
Yes.
We're all going to come over. I'm going to pull out my Wii. Well, first I'm going to go to GameStop and going. I'm going to get a copy of Super Sluggers. We're going to all play it. It's going to be rad.
You need to find a copy of Super Sluggers. I think it's like 2007, 2008 that was released. It's going to be hard. You can find a copy
Ezra, of it. Yeah, I can find anything.
I like how Joey sounded genuinely disappointed when he said my name. Like, that kind of...
Really?
Yeah, that kind of hit me in the soul.
I would never.
He's like, you sweet, innocent, dumbass child.
But,
not a dumbass, just not wizened in the ways of the world.
Not wizened. Like Super Sluggers. Yeah, I'm a Super Sluggers noob.
And then one final game that sort of, this is how I'll end sort of my childhood games, at least I can remember. And Ezra, you actually mentioned it. It was Wii Sports.
Wii Sports.
Like, holy shit, you know? Like, I'm pretty sure that game is like, everyone that had a Wii, like, there was something about Wii Sports.
Yeah, I never
came with the Wii.
It did, but like, you know what I mean. It's like, even if you were only had a Wii to like play Mario games or whatever you had a Wii for, everyone has fond memories of Wii Sports.
Yeah, everyone remembers the days they would spend with their family all sitting in the living room playing bowling and stuff on the Wii. You know, just a lot of fun. Bowling. Yeah.
Bowling is the best.
Yeah, that's what my family would spend like days playing bowling on the Wii. Like, I didn't enjoy it, but they did, so you know, family fun time.
Yeah,
but like I look back on Wii Sports, which should have just been like one of those shitty games that comes pre-downloaded on your console that you play like one time to get used to it. Mm-hmm. But like, I remember putting countless hours. Like, I guarantee if there's like one of those things on the Wii that tells you how long you played a game,
yeah,
that shit would be like at least 300 hours.
Oh, yeah. Same here. Like, they do have the thing where you can see the playtime, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they do it by, like, day. I'm afraid to go look.
Yeah, like by day, you can go into like a thing and it shows how long you played a game every day or something like that.
Get out an old Wii, scroll all the way back to like 2009 or something.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be horribly out of date now.
Y'all ever get the Wii Fit? My family had the Wii Fit.
I didn't have Wii Fit.
Nah, my family had the
Neither
Wii Fit.
Neither did I.
And then on the app, it's like, it's been like 785 days since I last saw you, and I always laugh every time I turn it on. Because like last time I turned on the Wii, it's been like, it was like, it's been 1,352 days since I last saw you, and I fucking was dying. I was like, dude, she ain't coming back.
Wait, it keeps track?
Yeah, it keeps track.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
It knows you fat and it wants you hunt you down.
Wait, what happens when your system time gets reset? Like, what if it gets reset to like 2000 or something? What happens?
It doesn't matter, Joey. It knows. It knows you're it fat. Knows. It knows you're avoiding your responsibilities.
We fit.
Okay, oh, no. I don't mean to get off topic here, but can we all admit like that it was weird as heck that they made like Ring Fit Adventures for the Switch, but they didn't use the Wii Fit lady? They used a new lady? I thought that was kind of weird.
It is a little weird, but Wii Fit, like the Wii Fit trainer is so synonymous with like Wii Fit itself, so maybe that's why they didn't. But the games are similar, so...
I feel like half the kids who have a Switch nowadays don't even know what Wii Fit is. They just know her from Smash.
Yeah.
I was about to say that,
You're very correct. Because, like, if you're playing, like, Smash Ultimate and you didn't have a Wii, or you didn't have Wii Fit like, specifically, like...
You'll be like, who the hell is this white woman? Why is she in my game? You know?
Yeah.
Now, you can switch to the guy.
Yeah, but why would you ever do that? Why do I want to look at a guy in yoga pants? Well, I mean, I don't judge. If you want to look at a guy in yoga pants, you can look at a guy in yoga pants. That's what Joey's for.
Whoa, hey, I don't own a pair of yoga pants. For the record, I do not own any yoga pants whatsoever. Don't listen to this guy.
All right, Joey, do you want to take over some childhood games you played, or do you want me to go?
Sure, I'll go. I can't resist the opportunity. For you to make fun of me.
Okay, go ahead.
He's masking it with ominous music, but like he's scary.
Yeah, I'm gonna bully Joey relentlessly. Here it goes. Tell me a game.
I'm really scared.
Let me crap all of your childhood right now.
So
even though we played the same
first game. Huh?
I said even though we probably played the same games growing up.
Probably. I don't know. Might have something to do with us being around the same age.
Yeah.
Couldn't have guessed. But the first game that I can really remember is watching someone play SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom on a PlayStation 2. That game. Woo! That game has had an interesting track record over the years. Do any of you, like, know anything about it?
I played Rehydrated for like 15 minutes and got bored, so I don't know anything about
it. Got bored of it? Yeah. People said that the Rehydrated port was kind of not fun, but the original game? Oh my goodness, that was a licensed game done correctly. It was just so fun and so iconic, and they retained all of the voice actors from the SpongeBob show with a couple of funny, memeable exceptions.
Like Mr. Like, Krabs and Rehydrated. I think the voice actors were the same, to be honest. I'm not sure, though.
I think they used the same voice clips from the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was Mr. Krabs that they had a different, I can speak English, a different voice actor for. And then it was, Barnacle Boy. No. Mermaid Man. The older one. Mermaid Man.
Mermaid Man's the older
men
one.
Men are older than... Yes. Men are older than boys. I think.
Yeah.
Sure.
Go ahead, Joey.
But I didn't actually... But I didn't actually own that game until much later in my life. Like, 3 years ago, I actually picked up a copy for my PlayStation 2. But I believe I was like 4, maybe 5 when I got my first game console, and it was a Game Boy Advance. And with it, I got one of the most crippling game franchises I've ever touched, is freaking Pokemon.
Yep.
And it's had its hooks in me ever since.
Yeah, that goes for everyone here. We're all Pokemon nerds.
Yes. We are. This is true.
We worship
anybody
Squirtle.
Who's listening. And if now, that was supposed to be secret, Ezra.
Well, I want to spread the gospel of Squirtle, so I couldn't help it.
You can't push religion on other people.
I'm not pushing religion. I'm just showing them that ours is better.
Makes sense.
Sure. Yeah, it does. But yeah, for those of us who don't know, or for those of you, the audience who don't know, we are big Pokemon nerds. But Gen 3 Pokemon, for anybody who knows, if you know, you know, that was gaming at its peak. It wasn't quite yet, like the battle system and the mechanics aren't quite what they are now with regards to Gen 3. But, like, it was almost there. It was interesting. But I played the crap out of that game.
I think the Gen 3 remakes. That's Gen 3's... Forgive me, I get all the gens mixed up. Gen 3, that's Groudon Kyogre, right?
Yeah, that's Hoenn.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought the Gen 3 remakes were really good for that. You know, you got to experience the region, but you had an updated battle system.
Yeah, you had modern for the time mechanics. This was back in, what, 2014?
Back when we had the good battle gimmick. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to piss anyone off.
That's also a whole nother episode.
Yeah, Pokemon stuff.
Man, it's full of teasers. We got to get off Pokemon before we talk too much.
And I guess one last, like, really formative game I could pull off the top of my head. Obviously not off the top of my head, because I would have said it by now. But, trying to think. Oh, one I have really good memories of is Avatar The Last Airbender on my DS. That was... Ooh. That's an interesting game. I still have it, by the way. I tend to hoard games like a nerd. But... It was interesting. It's like a isometric, it's not a platformer, but just kind of walk around a map, and then it had like, you run into an enemy on the screen, and it's like a separate battle screen, like a kind of like Final Fantasy or Dragon Quest-esque thing. But it was all like real-time action.
Huh. That's cool.
Nice. That does sound pretty cool. I've never...
There was a Ben 10 game with that on the DS I remember playing. I forget what it was called, but there would be like an overworld kind of like, there'd be like a platformer levels, but you'd run into like an enemy, and I'm pretty sure there'd be like a little fight thing. I'm not sure though. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, so it sounds pretty good.
Did you play the Ben 10 game on the Wii?
No, I played the Alien Force game you're talking about on the PS3, and that was going to be one of the games I talked about actually. That one. Yeah, Ben 10 was a huge part of my childhood.
Oh, same here, but the only game I played was, Defenders of Earth on the Wii. I think it also came out on, like...
Yeah, it came out on PS3. I played
Yeah, a lot of licensed games came out on everything, but that game was another, like, action-style, like, beat-em-up. But my favorite thing was just to spam this one combo with Heat Blast and just win.
Yeah, usually that's how Heat Blast went in any game, was he was the best.
I think that's how I've gotten my keen skill of just finding the best strategy and just clicking it to win, is just that one combo with Heat Blast. I blame Ben 10. I blame Ben 10. That's enough of me rambling. Back to Ezra, who asked the question initially, I think.
Yeah, it was me who brought it up. Cause
now it's your turn.
I can't believe neither of y'all said this. Like, I genuinely shocked, but I grew up with a lot of Zelda in my childhood. Now, I'm going to consider childhood games like pre-13. So I played a lot of Pokemon 1 and a lot of Mario, but Zelda is what got me into, like, I don't want to say gaming, but I started playing games a lot more after I played Twilight Princess. That game was so good, I think. I was really young when I played it. I don't know. That's the thing. Like, every time I look back in the videos, I just have, like, I've watched so many YouTube playthroughs of the game, and I just have this huge smile on my face, you know, just because nostalgia. But the thing is, I'm so afraid to replay it, because if it doesn't live up to the hype that I've built up over the years, I'll be so disappointed. But Twilight Princess, then I played Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask when they came out in the 3DS, and I thoroughly enjoyed Zelda. I grew up with a lot of Zelda. It's probably one of my favorite IPs. So I'm genuinely shocked you and Lane didn't bring that one up, because me and Lane have stayed up till like 3 o'clock in the morning before talking about Zelda. We have. So,
well, for me, I didn't get into Zelda until, like, I think probably freshman year of high school.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
because that's when I got Ocarina on my 3DS, and yeah. Then I played Ocarina and I played Majora on my 3DS, and then those are what got me really into Zelda. And then I got like the Virtual Console games and stuff. And I played Breath of the Wild and all that, and you know the rest is history. But you know,
yeah,
like Zelda's a big part of my, you know, sort of gaming life now. But at the time, it was not.
It wasn't then. Yeah, no, I... Go ahead, Joey.
You sure?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like I should clarify. We're recording all of this on Discord. Because, yeah. You know, Lane's out at college, and, well... COVID. It's kind of a Sunday night, and COVID, and, you know.
We're so if there's being a little bit safe.
We are being safe.
It's true.
So if there's a little bit of talking over, it'll just have... And I don't get it in editing. You'll just have to, I don't know, deal with it, maybe?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Not sorry. You chose to click on this.
There's not a whole lot we can do, because we can't see, you know, physical cues of, oh, it looks like Ezra's about to say something, or, you know, maybe I should hold off because it looks like Joey might have another point to go. We don't have those physical cues right now, so...
And we would have our cameras on, but we all live out in the boonies, and that slows our internet down, so our quality would drop even further. So, sorry, not sorry, you clicked on this. We're already wasting our time, now you're wasting it with us, so.
I'm not a waste of time, I don't want to hear this.
Oh, no, Joey, you precious angel, you're perfect. another game I played so much of when I was young was the Arkham franchise with Batman. I don't know if y'all played that. I don't even know if that came out. I know that I played that when I was relatively younger, like just when I was starting to hit teenage years. But
I think Arkham Knight was like 2008, 2009. No, not Arkham Knight.
No, I was Knight. Whoa, I was about to say, Joey, that was like 2015. That game ain't that old. I just replayed through that. Nah.
Whoa, wait.
Let me see.
Yeah, Arkham Asylum, the first one.
Arkham Asylum was 2009.
Yeah, wow, Joe, you're good. Okay,
I'm pretty good at that.
Well, I played Arkham Origins first, which was good for me because that's a prequel. Freaking fell in love with that game, and I don't know why everyone says it's bad. Anyone who does says it's bad is a stupid poopy head, because that game's great.
I mean, yeah, it has like the really awesome Deathstroke fight in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, like the fight. Yeah, Arkham Origins is a great game. It's only on PS3 and Xbox 360 for some reason. I don't know why they haven't ported it over. But if you have like a PS3 and you just bored as hell one day, just buy it off the store and play through it, because it's a genuinely good game. A really good game.
Is the PS3 Storm still open?
They were going to close it, actually, but there's so much backlash, I think they decided to keep it open. Don't quote me on that, I'm not sure. I remember seeing that on Reddit one day, and I was like, yeah, well, this is on Reddit, so I'll take that with a grain of salt. But,
I wish they would have done that with the Wii Store.
Yeah.
I've missed out on all the excellent virtual console games.
The Wii Store closing is a crime against humanity, and the Nintendo Switch Store is just full of a bunch of random Steam games that no one wants to play, so.
Yeah.
Okay, the Switch Store, I don't like it. It's okay. So messy.
Yeah, I hate the Switch Store, but that's a topic for another time.
Agreed.
Arkham City I loved Arkham City so much that I did a playthrough of the game with every skin, even the skins I couldn't stand, just to have a reason to play through the game again. That's how much I liked Arkham City.
Wow.
So,
did that have DLC?
Yeah. It had Harley Quinn's Revenge, which is like a DLC where you got to play as Tim Drake. It was fun. He was a little different. And then they added Nightwing for challenge maps. And then there's Catwoman, who was in, I would say, the base game, but I think she was actually DLC. But in the Game of the Year edition, she was just in it, and that's the one I played. So, yeah, that's on PS4. So if y'all bored, go ahead, play that.
Because it has the Return to Arkham thing.
Yeah, Return to Arkham collection.
Yeah, which I have that. That's how I played those two games.
I wasn't a fan of Arkham Asylum, but I think that's just because the mechanics were old. Like, if I played that one first, I probably would have liked it more. But, yeah, I wasn't really a big fan of that. And then my childhood was mainly made up of Nintendo games till I was, like, 14. So, being as I'm counting, 13 is the cutoff, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my childhood.
Nintendo babies.
We're Nintendo babies. It's like my mommy wouldn't let me play big, scary games.
Well, it's like the thing of, like, you know, there were always the arguments of what's better, PlayStation or Xbox. But Nintendo fans are in this weird middle ground where it's like, I like Nintendo.
You know, I think that goes all the way back to like the 80s and the 90s.
Pretty much. Because back then it was like Sega or Atari, but then there was always Nintendo. So.
Well, first it was like Atari, and then the video game crash, and then Nintendo kind of like saved the industry. And then Sega comes along in the 16-bit era, and it's just like blast processing. And that kind of started the whole Sega-Nintendo wars, which like a whole generation was raised on that. And then Nintendo kind of dropped off in like the PS1 era, because Sony really kind of took the industry by storm. And then you had the Xbox with Halo, which I feel like it's a crime that I haven't played a single Halo game. But I might fix that at some point. But Nintendo was always just, like, kind of on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's funny you bring up Halo. Now, this happened recently. It's the only time I ever played on an Xbox. I've always been a PlayStation guy, brand loyalty, you know. I was given a PS3 for Christmas, and I've been a PlayStation person ever since. But one day, one of my other friends in a different friend group came, and we went to his house, and he just had his old Xbox set up on this TV that looks like it was about to explode on a pool table in his basement, and the four of us just played Halo multiplayer, and it was the most toxic experience of my life. Like, if Smash is bad, if you think Mario Kart is bad, there was... I did nothing. I just ran around and meleeed everyone, which apparently was wrong. So, I'm like, people were ready to kill each other, you know. So maybe it's best you didn't play Halo, because I will say that caused more rage than any game of Smash and any game of Mario Kart. And I've seen objects fly faster than the speed of light over Smash. So,
I'll buy you a new one.
Oh, wait, can't do inside jokes.
If you know, you know.
Yes. If you know, you know.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, I can't remember this very well, but I know I've played Halo Reach multiplayer, and I remember, like, going from Call of Duty, because, like, when I was younger, I had, what was it, Call of Duty, like, the first Black Ops game, and that's all I played on Xbox 360. But then I went to Halo, and, like, the aiming was different. I'd never played that kind of, like, arena-esque shooter where you could pick up items off the ground. And then, like, the melee, it went from being a one-hit kill to, like, nothing.
Yeah, I always hated in first-person shooters. I don't play a lot of first-person shooters, but I hated the ones where your melee wasn't effective. Because, like, you know, I like being toxic.
Yeah, and like sometimes
it's like,
just
I've made
fun.
It all the way up close to this guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then you just die.
Mm. Yeah.
But
exactly, because you're like, I'm gonna go to melee him, and it's gonna be a one hit kill, and then it's not. And then you're just sad.
Yes.
I feel like if there's one game that I played in my childhood that I would be like, please, for the love of God, you have to play it. There's three. One I already brought up was Arkham Origins. I love that game to death. I feel like it's not paid its due respect. Another one, which was one of the first games I played when I was a preteen, was Infamous 2. I don't know if anyone here has played that. The Infamous franchise is really good, really unique. Sadly, it's PlayStation exclusive, but I feel like you'd love it. And the one that I feel like every person should play that's from my childhood is Pokemon Soul Silver. That, in my opinion, was the perfect Pokemon game. That's just, I played that so much when I was a kid. I wish I could, I still have my copy.
I think that's you and many other people who've like
Yeah,
share
I know
that
that's kind of
sentiment.
like the basic B word belief that Soul Silver is the best, but I just grew up on it. You know, Cyndaquil's freaking adorable. I'll fight anyone on that. I was hype when the Legends Arceus Legends trailer came out and it was Cyndaquil. I was like, let's go. My boy getting some love. I was all happy.
Oh no. Speaking of the Legends of Arceus trailer, those starter choices are so cool.
They are. I feel
Like,
like Oshawott should have been
I.
Greninja, but besides that, that's okay. Because I like Oshawott
I
even
like
still, so.
Oshawott.
I do like Oshawott.
Don't like
Oshawott is
Samurott,
very
though.
good.
He looks weird.
He does look weird.
Oh shit, that's the next topic. Abandon, abandon, abandon it.
Oh yeah.
Abandon, abandon, abandon. This
That's
topic
true.
never happened.
Abandoned. Whoop!
Abort.
Abort ship. I
Abort,
could
abort,
probably
abort.
take that out in post.
This first episode has been exclusively
Besides
rambling
shit that we're not
senselessly
supposed to talk about.
and sneak peeks into future episodes.
Yeah, no, bro. We're getting you hype. We're getting you hype
Yes.
for what's coming up next. You
This
know,
is
you gotta
true.
have something to look forward to. Because I doubt
Yeah.
anyone wants to listen to
Wait,
three
wait. We
idiots
made it
ramble.
sound like we have a plan, right? We did it right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There's
Yeah,
a
there's a
future
plan.
to this
Right. Yeah.
podcast, and if you
Yes.
support our Patreon, and
There
then
is.
Yes.
No, don't listen to him. We don't have a
No,
Patreon
we don't have a
yet.
Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Here's my bank account info.
No,
Y'all can
no.
just deposit straight into it.
Yeah, give them the your bank info and the three wacky numbers on the
Bro, I'll
back of
pay
your
y'all to
credit
listen
card.
to this podcast. No, but
You know that number on a fancy card from the government called Social Security? You should hand that one out too.
I don't think the world could handle a bunch of people running around that secure Social Security. I already use this for some pretty weird stuff.
I All right, you got me there. All right. Yeah, I think that's it
Yeah, I
for
mean, I think we
Play
covered all
Ocarina of
of
Time.
yes, play Ocarina of
Play
Time.
Ocarina of Time.
Everyone here agrees with that. Play Ocarina of Time. In fact, you know what, Joey, edit this in the
Yes.
beginning. Just say that it says play Ocarina of Time while you listen to this, and then
Play
yes, life will
Ocarina
be
of
good.
Time.
Big
Ocarina of
subliminal
Time.
messaging.
Oh
Yeah,
no.
we'll just input us saying it randomly through every pause and every stutter. Just put me putting play Ocarina of Time in there, and then we'll be good.
I would
But Link to
say
the Past.
Link to the Past. Here's the thing. If you're going to play one of the top-down Zelda games, I would say personally, this is a game that I wish I would have grown up with, but I love it. It's one of my favorite games. It is Link Between Worlds. If you're going to play a top-down Zelda game, I would say to play that one.
Yeah, no, I was never a top-down guy,
Yeah,
but
that's a good one.
that's probably the best that I've played, personal opinion. Right.
It's so good. Yeah,
Right. No more
we're getting
interruptions.
off topic.
Yeah, again,
No,
the
all right.
quintillionth time. Yep.
Yep. I think that about does it for
I would
the
say
first
so. Yeah.
episode.
I had a lot of fun. Hope y'all did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, these podcasts, yeah. I had a lot of fun. Before we go, I'd like to plug
Yes.
socials, I believe. I
Oh
think
yeah,
we
we
have
do.
that. Instagram. We're on Instagram at split screen cast. No capitals, no space, just SPLIT screen cast. Give us a follow. I
by the time this episode is up, we'll have a post. Probably. I don't know. Give us a follow. Give us a comment on that post. Like, tell us if you enjoyed. Tell us what you enjoyed. If you didn't enjoy.
Yes. Yeah. Any negative feedback we can use to grow or cry. So. Always effective.
That's pretty accurate.
This is true. And by crying, we can water plants.
That's a wonderful way of looking at
the environment.
Look at that.
See?
Absolutely. Am I forgetting anything?
We don't really have a raven. We could get that for next time.
Yeah,
but besides that, I think we're good.
I think so. I think this was a
good pilot.
Start. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is fun. Alrighty.
See y'all.
See you guys in the
See
next
you next life. Time.
Love one another. Don't kill people.
Yes. All right. Bye, everyone.
Why?
I feel like that's basic information people need to know. You shouldn't do that. That's bad.